Welcome to the weekly message from the Kalkaska Church of Christ, tucked into the pines of beautiful northern Lower Michigan. We're glad you're here. Whether you're listening on the road, at home, or somewhere in between, we hope today's message encourages your faith and points you closer to Christ.
Swadika. That's in Thai. Ni hao, that's in Chinese. Po hua, that's in Lisu. Mingala ba, that's in Myanmar. Sok sobai che te, that's in Cambodia. Chesa chela, that's in Mon. Oh no, Lahu. Nyon zhong, that's Mon. I even confuse sometimes, you know, the language that came through my mouth. Well, Brother Andy told you about my last visit, you know, about time. We Asian people, especially the Lisu people, we are not time-oriented. We are event-oriented. So time means nothing. Sometimes the sermon can last 1 hour. Sometimes it lasts one whole day. As I'm coming up here, I think of the preacher who had a tooth problem, and he went to the dentist, and the dentist took the teeth out and gave him a new set of fake teeth. So he had sore gum, and he had to preach on the next Sunday. Came back to preach with a new set of teeth, and the sermon lasts only 3 minutes. So the church asked him, "What happened? What's wrong with you? You normally would go 30 minutes. Like Andy, you know." Well, the sore gum, you know, and the new set of teeth didn't fit very well. So the next Sunday, try again, and he made it to 8 minutes. That's not 30 minutes yet. So they asked him, well, still not fit very well. So another Sunday came back. Boy, the sermon went on and on and on and on. 3 hours. What happened, preacher? Well, I got my wife set, you know. He got the wrong set of teeth. He put his wife's teeth on. That went for 3 hours. Well, I want to bring you greetings from my brother and sister in Thailand. That's why I speak many languages. The churches at our place in Pamadang, Brother Mark is here. He went there and she slept on the bamboo floor before. And Steve, where are you? Oh, the champion of snoring, he went there too. Yeah. That old chicken still missed you, okay? And Brother Mark, he was honored by the head of chicken. What is this? The chicken eyeball looked at him. He looked at the chicken. No, double check. Is this for me? Oh, yeah. Poor Mark. He was respected by the whole village and give him the head of the chicken. Well, we also represented the children home, 6 children home. We used to have only one. Okay, we started with a few number of kids, and now we have 6 children home. And altogether, 224 kids, 1 in Thailand, 5 in Myanmar. And our country has been known as the Kingdom of Thailand. I still have my passport, and I'll say Kingdom of Thailand. So many countries around the world, some country call themselves Kingdom, some country call themselves United States. Okay, but all those are countries, you know, around the world. And we represent those countries, Myanmar, Thailand, Laos, and Cambodia. And we have 10 countries there called ASEAN. And Thailand is one of them. It's right in the heart of ASEAN. So greetings from them. And the Lord has spoken to my heart to talk about the kingdom. Okay. In Matthew 13, verse 31 to 32, Jesus often talked to his disciples and followers about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And in Matthew 13:31, he told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of your seed, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. As we look back in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel chapter 2, give us the picture of the kingdom, different kingdom. But at last, one kingdom came, very small. And that kingdom lasts forever. And you know what? That is the same kingdom that Jesus was talking about here. His kingdom. The kingdom of heaven that starts by Jesus here. If you want to go to heaven in the future, you start here. And boy, thank God that we are in partnership with that kingdom. And that kingdom built in our heart, and that kingdom still growing today. So, and look at this kingdom. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, it grows from the small seed. The small seed, it beginning very small, but it grows big. Whether in the past, even now, even 100 years ago, when the Restoration Movement sent out the missionary, it was probably in the worst time in American history. It was during the Great Depression. None of us have lived that long. I think even then, not that long. Very close, but not that long. Okay. Well, Dan could be the modern-day Methuselah, but he didn't live that long. Anyway, but we know, we look back in the history, the Restoration Movement has sent out missionaries in the time of depression, in the time of dividing, in the time of war. They sent out missionaries to China, to Tibet, in the town called Bottom. Bottom. It sounds like the bottom, the bottom of life, where there's no Christian, where danger was there. And the first month they went in, their leader, mentor, was shot and killed in the arm of J. Russell Morse. And they left empty. But the Lord continued to help them, to lead them. And 6 years, no converts. Finally, they moved down to the Mekong Valley to go to the Lisu people. And the Lisu people back then, they loved to drink. When you go to the Lisu village, you feel like, oh, you are running into crazy people or people who are demon possessed because they were drunk all the time. They loved drinking. Anyway, what happened? When the gospel seed came into the Lisu people, the first man came to Christ, and then the second. And from one man, the whole village came. And one village came, and other village came. Even before they finished taking down the spirit shelf and burned the spirit shelf, the next village come and said, please come to our village too. We want to be free from this bad spirit. We want the Holy Spirit. God's kingdom expands from little seed. From the prayers, from the support of churches in America. It was not a good time. It was not when churches have a lot of money, but with faith. And that kingdom grow out. Same thing. The family went in, just one family. Maybe one copy of the Bible. But what happened? What happened? 106 years now passed. Now the Lisu people probably had 500,000 copies of the Bible. Back then, they didn't even know how to read and write. But the missionary taught us how to read and write, creating alphabets for us. And that's because of the kingdom mindset. because of the gospel. Because the gospel, the story of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ that went in and transformed the life of people. That's the story 100 years ago. But go back in 50 years ago. In 50 years ago, 1977, the gospel came to Bamidang. And back then, the gun smuggler, opium trader by the name of Yi had heard the gospel. And then he led his family to come to Christ. The man who used to anti-Christ, the man who used to persecute Christians, ridicule evangelists, finally surrendered his life to Christ. He left his family to Christ. As soon as the family came to Christ in 1977, in the month of April, his son went to Bible school, study Bible. His son just left Buddhist monkhood to come to Christ and went to study the Bible. And about 50 years later, his son is standing right here. That's me. Steve probably remember my father. He didn't speak any English, but he loved to make tea, green tea, to serve the people. And he will always come to people and say, he always give thumb up. He didn't say much, but he gives thumb up. He did not know how to read and write. But with God's grace, with the kingdom's workers, the priesthood, the priests in God's kingdom, that taught him how to read little. He worked hard. I remember my father, who could not read or write, but when he read loud. Everybody in the village could hear him. Sometimes people said, that's too loud, noisy. But you know what happened? Because of him, there were people finally came to Christ. My own uncle, who used to be the headman of the village, very stubborn, very hard-headed, do not like Christian at all, who used to ridicule other people, even worse than my dad. But finally he called me, Atapa, I want to be Christian. By his own. That seed keeps working on people, quietly. And still working. Kingdom of the world divided, but kingdom of God bring people together. Aren't you happy that we will have a team to go to Tanzania? Stepping out of comfort zone is not easy. But give a big hand to those people who will go to Tanzania. Going out to serve the Lord is not easy thing. In America it might be easy because you grow up in a Christian culture, you know, quote unquote Christian culture. You have Thanksgiving, you know, you have all this Christian's culture built up. But when you go to a place like in Africa or Asia, where the people do not understand about your culture, it's kind of risky. Well, when the first missionary, or not the first, but even later missionary come to Thailand, even Mark or Steve going to Thailand, you kind of doubt what will happen when you go to the village. It's different. In America, you don't have to worry. You know, you don't have to worry no matter where you go. You have nice house, soft bed, warm house, cold and hot water, even comfortable commode. You don't have to bend down that low. But in Thailand, when you go down, it's hard to get back up. I don't know, Brother Mark, sometimes you walk with a kid when you want to go to shoot a rabbit. What did they tell you? They point to the tree or the bush. Okay? You have to go shoot the rabbit behind the bush. And if you want to go and shoot an elephant, you have to find a deeper bush. And you have to find a good spot, okay? Because in the village, it's kind of steep. If you misbalance, then you roll down with your elephant. The missionary went to the village and they asked the villager, you know, where to go? Go where? They said, go shoot elephant. They point to the hill and said, go to that hill on the hillside, very steep. And they said, don't go with empty hand. Why? You have to carry a long stick. As soon as the missionary walk out of the village, dogs, pigs follow in a long line. They are not trying to guard you, okay? They probably will push you off the cliff. So that's kind of going in the unknown land. Okay, this is something funny, but in reality, it's more serious than that. You are going into the territory of the dark kingdom to proclaim the message of God's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. But anyway, Jesus has promised us that He will be with us. When Jesus gives the commission, He said, you go, proclaim the gospel, and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I will be with you till the end. Jesus promised us. So me or you, here in Calcutta, or out there in Tanzania, or in Thailand, or in Myanmar, Jesus is with us. His message is still powerful. And we have that message to us today. The power of the message and the power of the seed that's still growing today. So from one little church, then it becomes a movement. Okay? 106 years ago, just one family went. And now, the Lisu tribe, almost we can say 90% of the Lisu people had come to the Lord. And we have 10% to go. But now, God had turned that tribe to be a missionary tribe, to go out to other people. God had prepared one people for many other people. Jesus from the Jewish, from Judea, but He had disciples that He picked up that go out throughout the world in that time. And today, God bless America. Praise the Lord. God bless America. And people from America had blessed so many people around the world. Amen to that? Amen. And God bless us so much. Don't let that blessing cover our eyes, but let that blessing open the eye and see the field that's ripe for harvest. And the seed is powerful. The kingdom becomes a shelter for many, many birds, He said. And the scripture said, the mustard seed grow and become the tree, and birds come. What are the birds? Those people that need the Lord. Those people that need to come out of the bondage. Those people who are hungry, who are thirst for the saving message that comes. In the Great Commission, it's said about going, but you know, there are two kind of go. Some people go from there to come here. And for us to go from here to there. We have people that come to our church today. How many new today? to this Kalkaska Church of Christ first time, I think there's someone. You are here, the right place. You come to join the kingdom of heaven here. And here, you are all missionary to some place, to your locality, to your town. There might be some broken heart people in your area. You can offer prayer. You can reach out your loving hand to bring people to come to Christ, to come to His kingdom, to come to rest under that shelter. This is the message for you, brother and sister. We are continuing to go back. We will go back. Even though in Thailand right now, the situation is very difficult. We have been known as the land of smile, but the smile is not that big right now. Because all the problems happening in our country, wars around our country, borders, we have probably 3,000 kilometers of border. We have people flooding into Thailand. And Thailand itself not in a good shape. But in all that happening, the field is ripe for harvest. Let's get our hand together. Continue to serve the Lord in this kingdom. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come. Let's pray. Our Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this morning. And Lord, may you continue to bless your body here, that we will go out as a church, as a member of this, your kingdom, and that your will be done in our life, and your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Chaplain. Please stand and sing with us.